MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovart. A Lovington man is dead following a shooting on Wednesday, and another man is now facing felony charges. Police say 55-year-old Gabriel Ramos Lugo was pronounced deceased at the scene. Within minutes, officers located and detained 52-year-old Ramon Antonio Romero. Authorities say Romero showed signs of impairment and was initially taken into protective custody for detoxification. He was later arrested and charged with murder, unlawful carrying of a deadly weapon, and negligent use of a deadly weapon. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Lovington Police Department at 575-396-2811. In Roswell, police are investigating an overnight shooting that left one man injured. Officers responded shortly after midnight to reports of multiple gunshots along Main Street. Some callers reported the shots appeared to be moving through the area. According to the Roswell Police Department, officers found a man with a gunshot wound outside the McDonald's on the 1800 block of South Main Street. He was taken to Eastern New Mexico Medical Center with minor injuries. Police say the scene included multiple vehicles and a firearm recovered nearby. At least three people were also detained for questioning. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Roswell Police Department. And the next generation of filmmakers in Southeast New Mexico is getting ready for a big screen. The Eastern New Mexico University Roswell's Media Arts Program will host its annual student film showcase on April 22nd. The event starts at 5:30 p.m. at the Campus Performing Arts Center. The showcase will feature a wide range of original short films, all created by local students. From high-energy dramas to experimental pieces, the event highlights the creativity and technical skills being developed in Southern New Mexico. Gene Brister, film technology instructor for ENMU Roswell, says the night is about more than just film. Admission details and RSVP information can be found in the news section of our website. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.